This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Ron Gustafson. He's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Quassy Amusement Park on one of the greatest lake names, Lake Quassapaug in Connecticut. Ranks right up there with Lake Poquetapaug. We have a lot of Indian-named lakes in this state, and I'm okay with that. So, Ron, thank you for joining me this morning. Quassy Amusement Park has been around a while. You've been there since 2002. What's a little bit of the history of Quassy?
Well, Joey, the history dates back to 1908 when the park was established as a trolley park. And that being, there was a trolley line ran from Waterbury up to the lake. And, you know, that's how people got to the park back then. There was no main highway. And during that era, they came out to picnic, rent a rowboat on the lake. And, you know, that was about it. There was a carousel years ago, but not until after the Second World War did it evolve into a full-fledged amusement park similar to what you see today.
So it's one of those things, you know, the park's definitely been through some changes, and one of the ones that'll probably be in the history book of the park for its changes has been COVID-19. What happened last year that you guys had to endure at the park?
Well, as you know, last year was very difficult on all businesses, and, you know, our property's been family-owned since 1937 by the same family, and it was a real struggle. We couldn't even open until June 20th based on the state mandates. And when we could open, we were held at a 25% capacity. And, you know, there was social distancing, the face masks, and then being held, to that capacity. It really was just a season to get by and just keep the lights on. And, you know, a lot of businesses didn't even make it through last year. They've been closed down and probably won't be returning. Mm. But thankfully, we are. So, again, a small family-owned business that made it through the worst of it. And, you know, we're still some hurdles to clear this year as COVID is sticking around.
Can people go online now and purchase season tickets or tickets for the season?
The state mandates have changed. They almost seem to be changing weekly. So we're able to open this year at capacity, basically. And, you know, there's still some social distancing that we're going to adhere to. And folks still have to wear face masks. And everybody's been pretty responsible in regard to that at the park. So especially folks with the younger children, you know, they managed last year, and I think they'll manage this year, especially with a lot of people now having the vaccine. We're seeing better days ahead, but we've still got some hurdles to clear.
You know, one thing Quassy's been great is, like you said, it's a community amusement park, and you guys do a lot to give back to the community. What's some of the things coming up this season that you guys got planned to help out?
Well, we opened the 24th of this month, and the first two weekends, we're doing what we call Neighbors in Need. So if you bring a canned food donation, a pet food or a pet toy donation, or a personal care item like toothpaste, etc., you can buy a wristband for only $10 for the rides. So, you know, if there's four people in the car and everybody wants a $10 wristband, just bring four items to donate, and we have a number of beneficiaries which will receive all those products. And you can do that April 24, 25, and May 1 and 2. And in addition to that, the park is supported the Greater Waterbury Campership Fund for more years than anybody can remember. So generally when we open, we give some of the proceeds from the opening weekend to Campership Fund. So that'll happen again this year. Last year we weren't able to open in April, so things were a little topsy-turvy in regard to some of our community service events. But fortunately, we were able to help out Campership on Labor Day. We did a fundraiser for them then.
That's excellent. I mean, it's one of those things I've said it multiple times on this show where you know, people are starting to do things and help out in ways that they didn't think they could do. The creativity people had inside them, it's just an amazing thing to see. Now, if someone hasn't been to Kwasi, give us a little example of some of the rides. You know, what's changed over the years at Kwasi if people haven't been recently?
Yeah, a lot has changed in the, you know, past 20 years. A lot of new rides have been installed. And when I say new, they're state-of-the-art components that the park owners have purchased, including in 2011, we opened Wooden Warrior, which is a really fantastic family roller coaster, which received international acclaim. We have people from all over the world come to the park just to ride Wooden Warrior. Last year, we put in a new pirate ship ride. Even though, you know, we were dealing with COVID, the ride was purchased late 2019, so we took delivery of that ride and did get it installed. And we put in a number of other new rides in recent years in the amusement park area of the property itself. But as a lot of folks may or may not know, we went into the water park business in 2003. And since then, there's been a multitude of additions to the water park. And today we have 15 slides in there, a splash pad for the kids, and an interactive water play area, saturation station with a huge tipping bucket that really got us started in 2003. That was the first element we put in. And right adjacent to the water park is Kwasi Beach. So that's included with the admission to the water park area. And we have a brand new cafe out there that we just put in a couple of years ago. So it's a full day in the water park, or as a lot of people do, they go to the water park early and then come out to the rides later on.
Now, you've been there since 2002. Do you have a favorite ride, or are you a ride person at all even?
Yeah, I'm a ride person because I also do the park photography, which means you get the best photos you've got to be on the rides, you know, with the guests and get the best shots that you can. I've always been a ride person. My wife and I have owned and operated our own rides in years past, but we're out of that part of the business now. But yeah, you know, I like the Tidal Wave Swinging Ship, which is our new ride, and of course Wooden Warrior. They're among my favorites. So, but I'll ride just about anything, big, small, and in between.
So let's transition then from the rides, because, you know, after a full day of riding and playing at the beach and the water park, people are going to get hungry. So what can we look forward to? Anything new this year?
Yeah, we're putting in a new sweet shop called Sweet Sensations. That's where you can get ice cream and the mini melts. Those are the little dots of ice cream that give you the brain freeze.
Oh, those are I love those things.
Yeah. You know, cotton candy, popcorn, all the fun, sweet stuff that hype up the kids at the end of the day will be at the Sweet Sensation Shop. And then we've got an air-conditioned Bell and Bessie's Pizzeria, air-conditioned seating over there at the pizzeria this year, which would be nice for our guests. And then some of the menu at Kwasi Restaurant and the cafe is being updated. I don't have all the info on that, but so there's a lot of good food anyways, from hamburgers, hot dogs, to pizza, and you know, salads and things in between.
And it's all that good stuff you want to go to the park for.
Yeah.
You want to go have fun and eat like you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah, and you know, we hear that sometimes. So I'm, you know, going to break down today and have a candied apple.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's part of the, you know, visiting an amusement park. You've got to get cotton candy, you know, candied apples, and even the fried dough. You know, those are the indulgence you have to do at a park.
And now one thing, like we know, last year COVID impacted a lot of things. You guys probably weren't able to do as many of the group visits, the, you know, the special events. But I want people to know, too, you guys do those catering, the outdoors and the group events. Are those going to be able to continue this year?
Well, yeah, you know, the good thing about the way Kwasi is established is, you know, our group functions are in open-air pavilions. So we can still hold some group events, you know, and the catered events. Of course, you know, that's way off because, you know, the groups just can't come on buses, etc. But with some churches that drive separately in their own vehicles, the same as some company outings, it's starting to see some life this year, but I think it's going to take a while before we're back into that full-fledged, you know, the camps, the schools, mm-hmm. Where children have to get on buses. Those are the things that are taking the big hits. And, of course, you know, the company picnics, they're going to trickle back, but it's going to take a while.
So, yeah, if you work for one of those companies where you haven't seen your coworkers in over a year now, a little group outing to Kwasi might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, and again, you know, the great thing about it is you're not cooped up in an indoor area. We've got, you know, the open-air pavilions with seating under a roof, but at the same time, you can have that social distancing mm-hmm. And, you know, some air passing right through the open-air structure. So it is relatively safe in that regard. And, you know, the food service is set up so we actually serve you in a line, but again, social distancing, so we keep the line spaced out, but you get to, you know, your full menu and then to sit down and enjoy it in a park atmosphere.
Well, Ron, I appreciate it. Again, joining me this morning, Ron Gustafson, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Kwasi Amusement Park. If people want more information, it's easy, Kwasi.com. That's Q-U-A-S-S-Y.com or 1-800-4-PARK for information. Ron, thank you for joining me this morning, because remember, great things and great times happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.